Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Donald J. Comer Softball Complex in Sylacauga. Your host of the 2026 Talladega County Softball Tournament. I am Dave McCurley on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. And, of course, today we're out here. B.B. Comer is hosting this county tournament. And this first game that I'm going to have for you on the Aggie Sports Network, how about the Sylacauga Aggies and the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears? And, of course, Sylacauga will be the visiting team in today's ball game. And they'll go seven innings or they'll go 75 minutes, I think, or maybe 90 minutes. I think they may have a 90-minute game time for these games. And in the circle for Coach Mullinax and the Lady Golden Bears is going to be Shelby Williams. And leading things off for Sylacauga is going to be Kelby Darby. It'll be Darby, Kenley Hathcock, and Brooklyn Harris here in the top of the Aggie order. So sit back and relax. We'll have B.B. Comer and Fayetteville over on Kicks 100.3 in just a few short minutes. Jacob Bassett will be bringing you that call. Hopefully Greg Wyckoff will be here as well. As Darby steps in, the left-handed batter, and she swings and misses at first pitch from Williams, 0-1. And on a beautiful, beautiful sunny day, going to get cool tonight. So if you're coming out for ball games to be played later, we need you to bring a jacket because it'll be getting a little cool tonight. And there's a high fly ball out in the left field. And camping under that out there in left field is Hendricks, and she puts it away for out number one. And that'll bring up Kenley Hathcock, who got very good speed. And I'll tell you what, she is she's tough to keep off the base pads. She really is. And, of course, they'll play in really close with her at third base here. And she does like to kind of slap, bunt a lot and get on. And here she is, and she's taking high and outside, ball one. Hathcock up there with one out and nobody on. Getting started a little early. She does try to poke one over on the left side of the infield, and it flies over the Lady Golden Bear dugout and out of play. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 pitch. Slap down towards shortstop. They'll never throw her out, I don't think, and they will not. She beats it by half a step, and Kenley Hathcock is on first. Now down at shortstop is the wonderful Aubrey Matchin, and I say that because I've seen her play basketball. She's scored over 2,000 points in her Lady Golden Bear career on the hardwood, and when I tell you, she's probably better out here than she is in basketball. So one on now, one out for Brooklyn Harris. Williams deals from the circle inside and high. One ball and no strikes. Another high pitch, 2-0. First inning, no score, just underway from the Donald Comer Complex out here in Sylacauga. Big crowd already on hand, and more will be filing in here. There's a strike, 2-1 to Brooklyn Harris. Just talked with her dad, and just an outstanding individual and family, and wish everything the best for them. There's a swing and a miss by Brooklyn, now 2-2. Kenley Hathcock on at first. There is one out in the inning as we play in the top of the first, and time being called as the ball gets away. And we're just about set to go again as Williams in the circle, and a 2-2 count on Brooklyn Harris with a runner at first. That one high and tight, and she's run it full. On deck for Sylacauga is going to be Elena Bryant. That one's fouled up out of play, and we'll stay at 3-2. Childersburg disposed of Winterboro earlier today, 15-0, and Mumford over Talladega by that same score over here on this field too. And there's ball four to Brooklyn Harris, and just like that, the Aggies have something going here in the top of the first with two on and one out for Elena Bryant. She'll step up there and see if the Aggies can't get a run across the board early here. That's a strike across there. 0-1. Lincoln on the flip side is 7-6 on the season. So Williams taking her time, and the 0-1 pitch ripped down that left field line, but hooking foul, and it'll be out of play. And it's 0-2 on Bryant. Williams ready to go in the circle. Runners on first and second, one out. Foul back into the screen. It'll stay 0-2. Top of the first inning, no score. First game of the Talladega County Tournament. The winner will play Mumford at 7 o'clock. The loser will play tomorrow morning at 9 against Talladega. And that one is a called strike three. So out number two here in the top of the first. And that will bring up Sydney Royster. And I'll tell you, the sun is right in my back, and my computer screen is just about unseeable. As Royster fouls that one back into the screen, 0-1. Going to be hard to see things during the course of this day today. But we're going to get it done for you. The Aggies and the Golden Bears, no score, top of the first. The Aggies got runners on first and second with two out now. And they're going to try and pick off at first. Ball hits the runner, so going to third is going to be Hathcock. Harris is okay. That ball hit her, but I think she's going to be okay. So with two outs now, Royster will step back in, and any kind of little blunder in the infield and should be a run for the Aggies. Two are out, though. Runners at the corners. Pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2 now. Williams again. That one's just a little high. Well, I thought it was. He actually called it a strike. And that will end the Aggies' threat here in the top of the first inning. No score. We'll go to the bottom of the first. Lincoln coming to bat. First game of the Talladega County Tournament on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're...
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Dave McCurley with you, sitting in for Jeremy Law as the Lady Aggies and the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears doing business here in the first game of the Talladega County Tournament. And stepping in for Lincoln is going to be Cameron Pruitt. Takes outside ball one in the circle for Sylacauga. Is going to be Maddie Gardner. And it's 1-0. It'll be Cameron Pruitt, Aubrey Matchin, and Kayla Fowles. That one's inside and high. 2-0. And there's a long fly ball out to right field. It's over the right fielder's head, rounding second, heading to third is going to be Pruitt. And she's there. The ball gets away, but she'll stay there. And it is a triple for Pruitt. And Matchin will be coming up. Aubrey Matchin at the plate with one on and nobody out. I'm going to turn it over to Jacob for just a second.
Thank you, David. We had some issues on the other side of the field for Comer Fayetteville, and right now it is 0-0 in the second inning. Sylacauga and Lincoln, and Aubrey Matchin at the plate.
And tell you what we're going to do. We're going to step aside for just a second, and I will be back with continuing coverage of Sylacauga here in just a moment. And I'm going to let Jacob handle this with Aubrey Matchin at the plate, a runner on third, and nobody out for Lincoln.
So Aubrey Matchin with a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Fouls it down the third baseline, strike two. As we'll get the ball back in. We'll get ready to start it again with Gardner. Here's the pitch from Gardner. Matchin puts that one in the air. Long fly ball. Not a chance for anybody to get that one. That is a home run for Lincoln. And a 2-0 lead for the Golden Bears. Once again, we're playing at the complex in this county tournament, and that temporary fence was not deep enough to hold that one. And it's 2-0 Lincoln. On the other side, Fayetteville and Comer. Comer puts two on, or Fayetteville puts two on, leaves them stranded as Comer got three quick outs, and we're headed to the bottom of the first in that one. So once we get this issues sorted out, we'll swap places again and we'll be ready to go. So called strike one to Kayla Fowles. Lincoln with one out, now a 2-0 lead over the Sylacauga Aggies. Called strike on the inside part of the plate, 0-2. Gardner puts that one in, safe spot, but it's ball one. Called that a strike a second ago. So 1-2. Swing and a miss, and there is out number two. And that'll bring up Chandler Stevens. Chandler playing second base for the Golden Bears today. Here's the pitch. Ball high. Here's the pitch from Gardner. High fly ball. First baseman's under it, and she drops it. And that was Williamson misses that one. And Stevens will get another chance at it. Foul ball, strike two. And here's the 0-2, swing and a miss. And that'll be out number two for the Golden Bears, and that'll bring up E.K. Hendricks. So after giving up a two-run home run, it's two quick strikeouts from Gardner. Ball misses high and gets behind the catcher. Gets behind Darby. So 1-0 the count now to Hendricks. Swing and a miss, 1-1. So 1-1 the count, one out, two outs. Scoreboard's not right on the outs. That one's going to be fouled high. Nobody will get there. Here's the pitch from Gardner. Fly ball. Could be trouble. But the left fielder will make the play. That was Hathcock. And that'll be the third out. So Lincoln puts up two. They leave nobody stranded. 2-0, Lincoln leads. We head to the next half inning on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Aggie Sports Network.
Busy day? Allen Brew Markets has you covered. Swing by for fresh coffee, a quick bite, or that afternoon pick-me-up snack. And while you're here, fuel up your car and your day. Fast, easy, convenient. Service, selection, and a smile are waiting at Allen Brew Markets. Because when it comes to keeping you going, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Welcome back to Donald Comer Softball Complex. We are having a time today, but we're fine. I just said we're having a time today. Jacob Bassett right behind me. He's broadcasting Fayetteville and B.B. Comer here. It is 2-0 on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. 2-0 Lincoln. And Sylacauga will send to the plate this inning. It will be Maddie Gardner, Crow, and Malaya Bryant.
Good evening and welcome to the Donald Comer Sports.
Outside, 2-0. Williams still in the circle. She now has a 2-0 lead after the bomb by Aubrey Manchin. That one's fouled back into the screen. 1-1. And I told you that Matching was pretty good, and she proved me right. 2-0. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Gardner at the plate. She's in the circle for the Aggies. On deck, as I mentioned, the designated hitter, I call him, from baseball will be Crow. There's a little poke out towards second base. And putting it away for the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears is Stevens for out number one. So that'll bring up Crow, as I mentioned. Malaya Bryant will be on deck. Talladega County Softball Tournament here in Sylacauga. If you're wondering, it's out at the Donald J. Comer Softball Complex out at the end of Twin Street. And, of course, that one rolled up there to Gardner, 1-0. Aggies behind here in the top of the second inning, 2-0. That one misses as well, 2-0. That one's fouled up out of play. 2-1 to Crow. As we're just a little after 5 o'clock, we actually got started early as we're in the top of the second inning. Those first two games today they were real quick and precise. That one popped up on the infield. Will it stay in play? Over by the foul line is the second baseman, Stevens, again. Far out number two, and here comes Bryant to the plate. That's Malaya Bryant with two outs and nobody on. And that first game on field one, Childersburg defeated Winterboro 15-0. Game was over very quick. And then same deal here on field two as Mumford defeated Talladega by the same score. So they got started just a little early here. And the Aggies now trail in the top of the second to Lincoln by a score of 2-0 on the two-run homer by Aubrey Matchin. There's a swing and a miss by Bryant, 0-1. Bryant batting eighth in the order. Shelby Williams in the circle. That one was high, but Bryant went after it anyway and fouled it back into the screen, 0-2. See Big Jimmy Reynolds coming in to take pictures for the Aggies today. There'll be one other game on each one of these fields right after these, and then we'll go to tomorrow. And she swung it ball two, should have been, but she fouled it away again. Did Malaya Bryant. It should be 2-1 right now on the count, but it's 1-2. But she hung in there. If it gets to the next batter, it'll be Ansley Williamson. Here's Shelby Williams with the pitch. Popped up back my way. Just about 5 feet further, and I could have made that catch. I'm not stretching. Bryant stays in there at one ball and two strikes. Two are out. Nobody on here. Top of the second. Rip that one foul down past her coach in the first base box. We'll do it again. She fouled off four pitches. Comer and Fayetteville doing work over here behind me. That winner will take on Childersburg next. The winner of this game between Silicon and Lincoln will take on Mumford next. Winneboro and Talladega, who were both losers in round one, they will wait until tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and they'll play someone who loses these two games. Hope I made sense. Foul back in the screen again. Bryant's doing a good job of staying in there. She's seeing good pitches now, and she's fouled them off every time. So, the one ball, two strike count, two are out, nobody on. Top of the second inning, Lincoln 2, Aggies at the plate with nothing. That one's way outside, good waste pitch by Williams, and it's 2-2. Boy, she swung at a high pitch again. This one's popped up on the infield. They'll never throw her out. I mean, you couldn't have placed that thing any better if you were Bryant in between the pitcher circle and shortstop. Aubrey Matchin got to it, and when she picked it up, Bryant was already four steps past first base. So that will bring up Ansley Williamson with a runner on and two out now. Shelby Williams in the circle, deals and delivers. That one ripped down towards shortstop, picked up by Matchin. She threw it away at first base. And runners will move up to third and second now, so the tying runs are out there in scoring position with two outs. She was going to have to hurry to get Williamson, and she just hurried a little bit too much. And that will bring us back to the top of the order. And Kelby Darby. There are two outs. The first two outs got handled pretty quickly. Foul back into the screen. 0-1. If Darby were to somehow get a hit here or Lincoln make an error, the Aggies can tie this thing up. It's 2-0 on a two-run homer in the bottom of the first by Aubrey Matchin of Lincoln. But now the Aggies have runners at second and third. Malaya Bryant at third and Ansley Williamson at second. There's a fly ball just over third base. Going to be tough, but a snow cone catch by the third baseman in foul territory. And that was a nice job by Grayson Oglesby to get back there and catch that softball. 2-0 Lincoln. The Aggies get two on, but leave them there. We'll go to the bottom of inning number two. It is Lincoln 2 and the Aggies nothing on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in. I stopped by there and got me an ice cold drink to wash down these two ball games with and keep my voice intact as the Aggies will go to the bottom of the second inning. Lincoln leading it 2-0 on a two-run homer by Aubrey Matchin in the bottom of the first. They will bat here in the bottom of inning number two. It'll be Grayson Oglesby, Shelby Williams, and Kinsley Crow at the plate for the Lady Golden Bears. Coach Tara Davis and the Sylacauga Lady Aggies. And that pitch is outside and high for a 1-0 count from Gardner. From the circle, that one's low, 2-0. Winner of this game, as I mentioned, will take on Mumford at 7 o'clock or somewhere a little before that, probably. And that one hits Grayson Oglesby in the left leg, and she'll go down to first base. And that will bring up pitcher Shelby Williams, who steps in with nobody out, and one on at first. See if we can't throw some strikes here and try to get the bottom part of their order out. Swing and a miss by Williams. Good pitch by Gardner. Maddie Gardner. With an 0-1 count on Shelby Williams. She squares the bunt. It's a good one, and they're going to let it roll foul, and that's a good decision, and it's 0-2. So Williams down in the count, 0-2. Comer and Fayetteville, as I mentioned, playing over here behind us. Coach Robbie Curtis, first year of the B.B. Comer Tigers. And Coach, there's a swing and a miss by Shelby Williams, and that's out number one here in the bottom of the second inning. Big out. I was going to say first-year coach for Fayetteville, Coach Dawson Stubblefield, and two first-year coaches, and they're doing battle over here behind us. Right here is a good battle between the Lady Aggies and the Lady Golden Bears. And that pitch to Kinsley Crow is high and inside. One ball and no strikes. Coach Tara Davis in her first year as the Lady Aggies head coach. So we got a lot of first-year coaches. There's a little bloop out in the right field, and it's off of the heel of the glove of the right fielder, Franklin, and runners are going to move up to second and third. She was coming in fast, got a glove on it, and it just kicked off the toe end of her glove, and that's going to put runners out there at second and third. So Shelby Hubbard will run down at second base for Kinsley Crow, who is the catcher. And now we'll go back to Natalie Harrell, who is the last batter in the order for Coach Mullinax and the Lady Golden Bears. They lead it 2-0, but threatening for more. One out here in the bottom of the second, and runners at second and third with the ninth lady in the lineup at the plate. You don't want to get back to Cameron Pruitt, and you certainly don't want to get back to Aubrey Matchin. You'd like to pitch to her with the bases empty. And that one's high and away, 2-0. And Aubrey Matchin proved me right in bottom of the first inning when she hit a two-run bomb. Good cut by Natalie Harrell, but she fouled it back into the screen. Two balls, one strike from Gardner. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Called strike two. Boy, a late call, but it was a good pitch. 2-2. Boy, a strikeout would be just what the doctor ordered here. 2-2 pitch from Gardner. Slow pitch, got her swinging. Good strikeout by Maddie Gardner, and two are out now. Here in the bottom of the second, as we go back to the top of the order in Cameron Pruitt. Pruitt will get up there with a runner at second and third. Two outs, and Matchin is on deck. You need this out right here. And there's a pop fly to first base, and we will put it away. Good job by Maddie Gardner, Gardner getting two in a row after the Lady Golden Bears got two on. So we'll go to the top of the third, still 2-0 in favor of Lincoln. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you. Central.
Don't let a stubborn wound keep you from living life to the fullest. At Coosa Valley Wound Care Center in Sylacauga, their skilled team specializes in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. They use advanced therapies, including their new hyperbaric oxygen therapy chamber, which delivers pure oxygen to help your body heal faster. No referral is needed. Just call 256-872-7777 to schedule your appointment today. Coosa Valley Wound Care Center. Advanced healing, close to home.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
We'll go to work in the top of inning number three. 2-0 Lincoln is Sylacauga. Will send Hathcock, Harris, and Bryant to the plate. That's a 2-0 count on Kenley Hathcock. 2-0 Lincoln. They got two more on in the bottom of the second, and we did a good job getting them out with only one out. They had runners at second and third, and they didn't get another one across. So good job by Maddie Gardner in the infield. And here's Kenley Hathcock swinging and missing. She wanted to swing, didn't want to swing, and then finally did again, and it's 2-1. Fouls that one back into the screen, so it's 2-2 now on Kenley Hathcock. It'll be Kenley Hathcock, Brooklyn Harris, and Elena Bryant. Here in the top of the third, 2-0 Lincoln. Looks like Fayetteville may be ahead 3-2. There's a hit by Kenley as she pushes one in between short and third, and she's on first base with nobody out, and that's a good start to the Lady Aggie third inning. And that'll bring up Brooklyn Harris, as we mentioned. And, of course, she's got good power. She can change the course of this game with one swing as well, but we just want to get base runners and hits right now against Shelby Williams, who deals high to Brooklyn 1-0. Nobody out. Kenley Hathcock on at first in a 2-0 Lincoln lead as we play in the top of the third. It'll go seven unless time constraints us first. And there's a strike to Brooklyn. Home plate umpire makes the call, but with a headset on, and I'm as far away as about 30, 40 yards away. Hard to hear him, and he is late putting that hand up. That one definitely out of the zone, 2-1. So that's not his fault at all. But you can hear this home plate umpire over here behind me with headsets and everything on. He's loud. Shelby Williams in the circle. Kenley Hathcock on at first with nobody out. Top of the third, 2-0 Lincoln. Brooklyn trying to bunt and fouls it back into the screen. And it's 2-2. And Brooklyn goes down on strikes, swinging. So a big out number one for Williams there in the circle, and that'll bring up Elena Bryant with one out and one on. Barring a double play here, Sydney Royster waits on deck. High fly out in the left field, short, but their left fielder camping under it and putting it away. That's Hendricks out there, and that's out number one. That is out number two after Brooklyn Harris strikes out. So that'll bring up Royster with still Kenley, who singled. Kenley Hathcock singled, and she's still there three batters later. With two outs, and there's the first strike to Sydney Royster. Two to nothing, Lincoln. Swing and a miss, strike two, and there goes. Are they going to get her? No, I was going to say Kenley with a head slide. Pete Rose style in the second base, and she just gets a hand in there to be safe. So runner in scoring position now, but an 0-2 count on Royster. She flies one down the right field line. That's going to get out of play. And she's still in the hole at 0-2. Royster at the plate. 0-2 count. Two are out. Kenley Hathcock down at second. Lincoln leads it 2-0 in the top of the third. Dave McCurley with you on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. That pitch misses low and inside. One ball and two strikes to Sydney Royster. A lot of people listening today, but there are a lot of people here. If you want a parking place, good luck. There's a lot of cars out here, as you would expect for the Talladega County softball tournament. 1-2 count, high and away, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Royster. Kenley Hathcock at second. There's a little loop out in the short left center field. That's going to fall in, and that's going to score Kenley Hathcock. Nice hit by Sydney Royster, and the Aggies are on the board, and that's what that stolen base will do for you. Nice hustle by Kenley Hathcock and a great hit, two-out hit by Sydney Royster, and the Aggies are back on the board today. 2-1 now Lincoln leads it, and that will bring up Maddie Gardner, the pitcher, with two outs, and now Royster on at first. She grounds one foul, 0-1. I'll give you some updates from earlier games. Childersburg defeated Winneboro 15-0 in three innings. And same score that Mumford defeated Talladega. Here it is Sylacauga trailing 2-1. There's a ground ball down to shortstop. Aubrey Matchin is up and over to first in time. I'll complete the scores as Fayetteville right now leads B.B. Comer by a score of 3-2 here. That's the third out of the inning for the Aggies, but they get one run. They do it on two hits, and they leave one on base. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Lincoln leads Sylacauga 2-1 right here. You're listening to the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
In sports, it takes the right team to win. The same is true with your finances. This is Don Carden, President and CEO of Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Whether you're planning for college, buying a home, or building your savings, Coosa Pines is the team you can trust. We work with you, coach you through every step, and help you reach your financial goals. Join the team that puts members first. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
One in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Well, Maddie Gardner will go back to the circle for her third inning of work. She got belted for a two-run homer in the bottom of the first inning by the lady stepping into the box right here, Aubrey Matchin. She steps in to lead things off for Lincoln. And it's the difference of that two-run homer by Matchin. It's 2-1 as the Aggies just picked up a run there in the bottom of, or the top of inning number three. And not a bad play right there. The Aggies are going to put Aubrey Matchin on base. So you will be looking now at Kayla Fowles. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right. There's ground ball down to third. Royster, and she airmails it to first. Rounding third already is Aubrey Matchin, and she will score. Rounding second, going to third, is going to be Fowles, and she's at third with nobody out. It is now 3-1, Lady Golden Bears. And I guess, you know, you kind of eat with a fork and get stuck by it too, as they put Aubrey Matchin on to lead things off here in this inning. Not a bad play. I mean, she hits a home run, a bomb her first time, and she's accounted for all three of the Lady Golden Bears runs now. That one should have been out number one, with maybe Aubrey Matchin being at third and still being 2-1, but the throw from Royster went over the head of Ansley Williamson, and now it's 3-1. So here we go. Runner at third is Fowles. I hope I pronounce that either way. Chandler Stevens will come to the plate right now. And I don't know. A lot of discussion going on with Sylacauga head coach and the Lincoln head coaches. He's writing things down on his pad. So I don't know what the deal is. Nevertheless, it's still 3-1. Either way you want to look at it. 3-1 Lincoln. Still 3-2 in a close game over behind us, with Fayetteville leading B.B. Comer right now. Here it's 3-1, but Lincoln's got a runner at third and trying to increase their lead with Stevens at the plate. And she takes a first pitch strike from Maddie Gardner. We're in the top of the, excuse me, the bottom of the third inning. We'll play seven unless time gets us first in this 2026 Talladega County softball tournament. That one's high and away. One ball, one strike. And just a beautiful afternoon for high school softball. If you're coming out to the complex tonight, I'll tell you, there's a ground ball down to short. And she'll up and over to first base will Elena Bryant. And that's out number one here in the bottom of the third. But the runner from third does score, so it is 4-1. You get an out and give up a run, and that you got to do it. And that'll bring up left-handed hitting E.K. Hendricks to the plate. 4-1 now. Lincoln leading it. She goes to bunt, and that's strike one. I was going to say, if you're coming out to the softball complex, of course, come on out to the end of Twin Street in Sylacauga, the Donald Comer softball complex, and you can eat supper out here. Great food as she fouls that one away, 0-2 now on Hendricks. Great food out here as the B.B. Comer is hosting this tournament. And they're in battle with Fayetteville over here on the field behind me as we speak. But bring you a jacket tonight. Going to probably get a little cool. That one's outside. One ball and two strikes to E.K. Hendricks from Maddie Gardner. Maddie in the circle in her third inning of work. Lincoln leads it 4-1. They got a two-run homer from Aubrey Matchin. There's a high pop on the infield. Can Royster get back to it? It's called off by Elena Bryan, and that is out number one. And that's a good job because it's much easier to come over and make that catch coming in a couple of steps in. And Elena got there quick enough and called off Royster, who was backpedaling at third. That's out number two here in the bottom of the third. That'll bring up Grayson Oglesby. And she grounds one down to third to Royster. This time Royster's throw is high, but it's low enough that we can get a hand on it with Williamson, and that'll do it for Lincoln. However, they get two more runs, and they'll go to the bottom, or excuse me, the top of inning number four we will go when the Aggies come to the plate. And it'll be 4-1 Lincoln here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
As you head out to support your boys of fall, know that the team at First Bank of Alabama is prepared to take care of your financial needs. Covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and the most valuable people to allow you to bank when you want, where you want, and how you want. So you can focus on your favorite team. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Going to work in the top of inning number four and leading things off for Sylacauga. Believe that's going to be they're going to call strike two on her. I believe that is Crow up there. It is. It'll be Crow, then Malaya Bryant, and Ainsley Williamson. That one's hit down to shortstop to Aubrey Matchin, and she makes a good throw as she normally does over to first. And that is out number one here in the top of the fourth. That'll bring up Malaya Bryant. Malaya got on her first time. She fouled off many, many pitches, and then she finally hit a pop fly in between the circle and shortstop. And when it hit the ground, there wasn't no throwing her out. And there's strike one to Bryant from Shelby Williams. Top of the fourth inning, 4-1. Lincoln leads it. Dave McCurley with you on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. That one's fouled away at the plate, and quickly Leah Bryant's in the hole at 0-2. Williams set to go with the 0-2 pitch. High and away, one ball, two strikes. I was out here early this morning getting some things kind of pre-set up, and let me tell you, our Parks and Recreation Board, as well as the B.B. Comer coaching staff, has worked their rear ends off getting this place ready, and there's high ball two and two. And there are people out here and enjoying it, and there's a lot of people here. Two balls and two strikes to Malaya Bryant. That one skips up there, and she's run it full. She was ahead 0-2, and now three consecutive balls has run the full count to Bryant. You certainly don't want to let her on base if you're Lincoln, because she can run. 4-1. The Aggies need some base runners here as we play in the top of the fourth. They trail by three. Little poke by Malaya, and it is fouled back into the screen. We'll do it again. Shelby Williams in the circle in her fourth inning of work. The 3-2 pitch, and Leia fouled that one away, and she's mad because she swung at ball four. She has really went after those high pitches. She was just lucky to get a bat on that one, and we'll do it again. Fayetteville scored three in the bottom of the fourth. They lead that game 6-2. That one's outside, and Bryant's going to get a walk down the base. That's a good at-bat by Malaya Bryant, because she fished an 0-2 count into a walk and was very, very patient at the plate. And she's on with one out now for Crow coming to the plate. She fouls one back into the screen. Good cut, 0-1. Lady Aggies trail by a score of 4-1. They got Bryant on at first with one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Crow at the plate. Williams from the circle with the 0-1 count. She's squaring the bunt. Inside, it gets away from the catcher. And down to second is going to go Malaya Bryant. So with one out now, the Aggies have a runner in scoring position. Trying to inch their way back into this thing. They trail 4-1. There's a bunt by Crow. They'll throw her out at first. That's a nice play at first base. And a rounding third and trying to score is Malaya Bryant. She's going to make it. She's in safely. That was a good play as the first baseman, Harrell, threw it to Chandler Stevens covering first. Stevens tried to come home. Kinsley Crow tried to apply the tag, but Malaya Bryant was about a half step there, so it is now 4-2. The bases are empty now, and there are two outs for Ansley Williamson to come to the plate. We're going to go back to the top of the order, and this is Kinley Hathcock. She's going to ground one to Aubrey Matchin. Boy, she was playing in and was ready for that. And that will do it for the Aggies as Kinley gets thrown out at first base. We pick up another run, though. We're just inching back as we can. 4-2. The Lincoln Lady Golden Bears lead the Lady Aggies. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
We'll go back to work here in the bottom of inning number 4-2. Lincoln leads it. And they will have Shelby Williams, Kinsley Crow, and Natalie Harrell do up to face Maddie Gardner. She's going back out in the circle for her fourth inning of work. She's done a good job for Coach Tara Davis. Coach Carly Mullinax of the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears. She's got a good team, and Aggies, Lady Aggies getting better as we go along, and you better get them now. That's what I'm telling you early in the season, because they're going to get better. And they're still got a very good record and doing well. And that one's on the inside part of the plate for strike one to Shelby Williams. Nice pitch by Maddie. 4-2. Lincoln here in the bottom of the fourth. We'll play seven unless time gets us. That one's outside and low. Ball one. One and one now as the crowd just continues to file in here. And boy, I'm telling you, parking is at a premium. I mean a premium. That one's high. And it's 2-1. Talladega County softball tournament's 2-1 pitch. Foul back into the screen. 2-2 now to Shelby Williams. Talladega County tournament, you remember last year, was at Childersburg. The year before that was at Lincoln. Now here it is at Sylacauga, hosted by B.B. Comer. And I'll give you a little update on that as we miss inside. 3-2 now on Williams. Leadoff batter for the bottom of the fourth inning for Lincoln. A lot of people ask, well, why isn't B.B. Comer playing this over there at their brand new field? Well, there's a couple of reasons for that. There's a lifted fly ball out in the left field, and that's going to fall in for a hit. She just placed it exactly where we were not. And the leadoff batter's on for the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears for three out of the first four innings. But I was going to say, you know, the parking over at the new softball field at B.B. Comer is not the best in the world for all these eight teams and buses and fans. But also, doing this tournament out here at the Donald J. Comer softball complex, you got four fields if you need them. We're using two. We're going to get this thing done by tomorrow. So that pitch across there to Kinsley Crow, she lifts one high at the back of short left center field, and boy, that is a nice running catch. I mean, nice running catch by Kinley Hathcock. And that's what speed will do for you. Her and Bryant, and you're not going to get much by them out there in left or center or anything around them. And that's out in the big out number one here in the bottom of the fourth inning. That'll go to the ninth person in the order, Natalie Harrell, with one out and one on. Swing and a miss. That is a good pitch. And I'll tell you, It just seems like Matty Gardner's getting a little better as the game goes on. And I love to see that in a pitcher. From the 0-1 pitch to Harrell. Williams at first base. Swing and a miss, 0-2. And I believe she actually foul tipped that thing, and Darby was able to hold on to it. Do that again on this pitch. They're not speed up running for Williams over at first. She's the pitcher. That one's high and away. One ball and two strikes to Natalie Harrell. But I tell you one thing, that was a good waste pitch, in my opinion. Trying to get her to chase something out of the zone. I like the way Gardner's working fast. The 1-2 pitch, low, 2-2. She'll see a good pitch here. Maybe we can come back in there with a strike. One out. Williams at first, and you got the top of the order coming back up, and you sure would love to have Matchin not hit this inning. And there is a called strike three. Man, what a beautiful off-speed pitch by Maddie Gardner. And that's going to bring up the leadoff batter, Cameron Pruitt. We were in this position two innings ago. And remember, they intentionally walked Aubrey Matchin to start the third, and she ended up scoring on an error, but at least she didn't hit a two-run homer like she did in the first inning. 4-1 is where Lincoln leads it right now, and that pitch outside to Pruitt, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, here it comes. Bounces up there, and boy, I tell you, Darby tried to get in front of it, couldn't. And that'll bring up a 2-0 count. I mentioned last inning Kinsley Hathcock being thrown out at first base. That was not Kinley. That was actually Darby at the top of the order. And there's a ball inside, and it's 3-0. And that's not good because you don't want to walk Cameron Pruitt because waiting on deck is Aubrey Matchin. She's been intentionally walked, and she's hit a two-run homer. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher, and putting it away is Maddie Gardner. And, boy, they're going to think about swinging at a 3-0 pitch there, even though it was a strike. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning, 4-2. Lincoln leads it over the Sylacauga Lady Aggies. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Dave McCurley with you. And I tell you what, I've had a tough time getting things heads up out here as Kinley Hathcock fouls one back over the screen toward me. And I tell you, when you're walking up to these fields, if you come in here, you better keep your head on a swivel as fly balls will be going out of here everywhere. And there's a foul, just fouled down the third baseline. Boy, if Kinley gets that thing fair, she's at least a double. Aggies trail 4-2 as we play in the top of inning number 5. Dave McCurley with you from the Donald J. Comer Complex and sitting in for Jeremy Law. That one misses outside. One ball, two strikes. And Jeremy owes me. It's been rugged start for me and Jacob, who's over on Kicks Country right now with Fayetteville and B.B. Comer. Kinley, did she go? She did. She tried to maybe swipe at one and hold her bat back, but home plate umpire appealed, and they said she went. And that is out number one here in the top of the fifth. That'll bring up Brooklyn Harris. 4-2. Lady Aggies trail this one to the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears in the first round of the county tournament. Lincoln the number two seed, Sylacauga number three. And Brooklyn fouls one away. 0-1. Loser of this game will play the Talladega Tigers tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. The winner of this game will turn right around and play Mumford, who defeated Talladega, and that game will be right after this one. And that one right across there in the strike zone, 0-2 now to Brooklyn Harris. Shelby Williams has done a good job navigating through this Lady Aggie order. She's only give up two runs. The 0-2 count. That one's high, boy. Brooklyn wanted to go after it and laid off of it. One ball, two strikes. And we get another ball into our umpire, so now we're just about ready to go. One out, nobody on, top of the fifth, Brooklyn Harris, 1-2 count. Way high, man. Nowhere near the zone. Two balls, two strikes. Mumford Lady Lions kind of hanging around down here on field two, just watching and waiting as they will play the winner of this game right after this one concludes. 2-2 pitch to Brooklyn. That one's high, and she's run it full. And so what was this 0-2 count? Brooklyn is nursed it to run it full. One out, nobody on, and Kinley Hathcock struck out to start the inning. The Aggies trail 4-2 to Lincoln, top of the fifth. That's the lift out in the center field, and coming on and making the catch is Cameron Pruitt. I didn't know if she was going to get to it for a minute, and she did, and that's out number two now here in the top of the fifth. That'll bring up Elena Bryant, who steps in with two outs and nobody aboard. Shelby Williams from the circle. High, ball one. You know, softball, just a much, even though it's the same sport as baseball, really, it's just much different. That one is across there, one ball, one strike. It's just faster paced. It's, you know, you hear these girls get into it, and it's just a little bit quicker of a game to me. One ball, one strike to Elena. Boy, she drills that one. Look out. Stayed in play as it hits the top of the fence down the left field foul line. Oh, boy, if that thing would have got out, that would have hurt somebody. And it's one ball and two strikes now to Elena Bryant. Two are out, nobody on. Lady Aggies trail 4-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Bryant. So a couple of strikeout ends the inning for Williams from the pitcher's mound. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Lady Aggies trail Lincoln coming to bat. They lead it 4-2.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Well, I misspoke. We will not go to the bottom of the fifth inning, as They've called this because of time, and we did get started early. So an hour and 15-minute time limit, and Lincoln would have come to bat in the bottom of the fifth, but by the time they would have gotten the top of the sixth inning going, the time limit definitely would have been done. So they'll call it in the bottom of the fifth. The Lady Golden Bears of Lincoln defeat our Lady Aggies of Sylacauga by a score of 4-2. I thought we played well. You know, we made just one or two little blunders in the field, not very much of anything, really nothing major. The big difference in the game, though, in the first inning was the home run by Aubrey Matchin in the bottom of the first, big two-run homer, and we put her on in the third inning. She ended up scoring, so she scored basically three of their four runs, and they defeat the Lady Aggies by a score of 4-2. They will move on. They will play Mumford right now, and the Lady Aggies will come back tomorrow morning, and they will play the Talladega Tigers at 9 o'clock right here at the Donald J. Comer Complex. So if you want to come watch some softball tomorrow, the Lady Aggies will have to move through the loser's bracket, but they can do it, and they will be at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So until then, I hope you've had a great time listening to the Lady Aggies, and we'll see you tomorrow morning on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. So long, everybody.